anything that any kind of construction or anything starts on the property, then the assessor will be back out to have a look at it. So
fair enough.
It could, I guess what I'm saying is it could go up substantially the next time just because, you know, right now with the information we have, we're making that judgment.
Well,
so
okay. The price you got if it was built back and operational, not a bad, you know, it's pretty much in the ballpark.
You might want to mention that in your disclosure when you're selling it.
Okay, yeah, good idea. All right, thank you very much.
You want your papers back?
Pardon?
You want your papers back?
You probably don't want them. I'm a paper guy.
Not a problem. It's easier for us to look at. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I'll keep mine because I'm hoarding.
I'll keep it.
Okay, we've got another in person, which is Scenic Hospitality, but they aren't. It isn't. Well, it is time, but I don't see anybody here. Do you know what that is?
Yeah. Scenic Hospitality is the family hotel. In the past, it was, I believe, a foreclosure because it was sold to them from Metropolitan Bank. We went out and reassessed it, and then I think I spoke to them. I'm not sure, but I went in myself, and I lowered the office by 5% and the rest, the motel, I took it down 30% for functional obsolescence.
So this 947 number reflects all of those reductions?
Correct. I mean, it's slightly higher than what it was before, but again, it was, I believe, a foreclosure before.
Did you do this after they appealed? In other words, I'm trying to figure out whether or not they actually wanted to appeal.
Let me take a look at what the impact notice says, if it's the same. Family Hotel. The impact notice was sent out, it came out at 728, and for last year. This year was at 947, so I had already lowered it when they got the impact notice.
Okay, so they filed an appeal. Is it just valuation, or is it?
I'm not finding their file in here.
It's under Family Hotel.
Ah, got it.
It's number 323.
Got it.
Instead of Scenic Hospitality.
So they went up 220,000.
So they're only on valuation. Oh, that was Gordon Elliott. He just left.
So it looks like it sold maybe last year or changed names.
It was the same
sold
one.
Sold this year.
Yeah, I think he filed this before he sold it. Let me look at the date of the sale. I'm not sure.
You're saying this is the one that he was just talking about, the front part of the property?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. It was on the same one that he just...
So the new people are Branson Expressway Hotel Properties, I believe, here.
But they didn't appeal?
The new people are Scenic Hospitality.
Hang on. No, I'm in the wrong one. Let me look at this. I had both of theirs up. It's Branson Concept LLC, and they are...
Okay, you adjusted that. This is the front part of his property. The guy that was just in here.
Right,
okay.
And that's what he said.
But did he file the appeal, or did they?
He filed.
Okay, but he didn't own it.
No, this is a totally different hotel.
Oh, okay.
Totally different place.
Oh.
This is 230 South Wildwood Drive.
Correct. The other one was on Shepherd of the Hills Expressway.
Okay.
Two totally different properties.
But he is still the person that we needed to talk to, and he's...
I don't know. Let me see. I'm giving you bad information, I think. They're all starting to look alike. 237. Okay, scenic hospitality. Again, I did take it down for the functional obsolescence and the office. They're at 947, 367. They have 62 rooms, so they have a lot less rooms than all the ones we've been putting at 1.8.
Do we have a number for the people? Because it says in person, they're not here.
So I think where I got confused was somehow someone put the wrong appeal into the file.
Gotcha.
Okay, do you know the name of the person here?
Yes. That gentleman that was here.
Same guy? All right.
So different.
But different hotel.
Address.
Okay, so what is his name again? Gordon?
The number I gave you is the same number on his application.
Oh, what's his name?
Gordon.
It is Gordon? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'll call him and he'll probably be on the road and say, I forgot.
Still don't think that's right.
Gordon, this is David Akers from Taney County BOE. You were just in here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gordon, the next one on the docket was the Scenic Hospitality LLC.
Yeah, but that one was, she'd already, I sold it and it went in. She had a good price. I mean, it was okay.
Okay.
I was going to have to pay half the year's taxes. It's fine.
Okay, so you're withdrawing the appeal on that one.
I withdraw it. We tried to withdraw it, but I guess we didn't do it right. Okay?
Okay, no problem. I just want to make sure. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Shea Family Trust, we'll try to call her again.
With Ozark Mountain Shake Airways. I can't come to the phone right now, so if you could just leave me a short message by the time you call, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Jackie, this is David Akers with Taney County BOE again. We're just trying to catch you, find a time so we can get a ruling on this. Matter, if you want, call the clerk's office back and let us know when you can be available. Thank you.
Okay. So I need clarification, though, on the one that he just withdrew, because when I look up this entity, it is not the property that is attached to this one. It's a totally different motel on a totally different road.
You're talking, he has one on South Wildwood, and
he
then
sold
the
other. He's saying he sold this other one.
I thought he said he sold the one in front of this one. That is not this one.
He did.
He sold.
But there's no appeal on the one in front. He sold that, but he also owned another hotel at the 230 South Wildwood, which...
He also sold.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I talked...
I just want to get clarification, because I was understanding him to say the one in front of the one that he was appealing.
No, and I thought that's what you were saying, too, but it's not.
Okay. Our first gentleman, Noah.
Yeah.
He just called in. He's waiting for a phone call.
Okay.
Thank you for the clarification.
No, this is David Akers, Taney County BOE.
Okay. Thanks for calling me back.
No problem. We've been playing a little phone tag. No, we've had, this is, I think, our 10th session of BOE, so we've had quite a few since the last time we talked. So I'm going to try to refresh my memory here on this one. You have two different properties, which you're saying that you use quite a bit, but are you saying you only put one in a nightly rental program, or are you trying to claim that you put both of them in a nightly rental program?
I only have one nightly rental program.
Okay, and that one is the one at 203 South Fork.
That's the one I appeal. Correct.
Okay, and you have another property that you claim is just a residence, and that's zoned residential.
That's correct.
Okay. We have extended that. Originally, we were just doing this with non-resident, but we have extended. If you have another one in a nightly rental program, we are allowing you to have the 25-75 designation with 25% commercial. So that gives you still a lot of residential time in the even in the other property.
Right.
But it's my understanding, too, that there's some ongoing thing about you're not supposed to be doing nightly rental there. All I wanted to tell you about that is that's really not within our purview. That's your deal to deal with whatever you need to do. I don't know whether you can or can't do nightly rental with this property, but our ruling has nothing to do with whether or not you can. As a matter of fact, us giving you a 25-75, actually, if they end up telling you you can't and you can't do it anymore, which I think they are, then you're actually paying more tax than you should, because it should be 100% residential if I give you this 20 or we give you this 25-75 designation. So I'm just saying to you is we can go ahead and make that ruling if you're going to continue to keep it in a nightly rental program. But if you ultimately end up not being able to do that, then you've got a property that's 25% commercial, whereas it probably should be 100% residential, and you're going to have to wait till the next assessment cycle to do that. But that's your call. I mean, I don't know whether you can or can't, so.
Yeah, like you said, I could go into all the details.
Okay. Well, you're aware of it. You're aware of it. You're getting a lawyer or something and fighting it or whatever you're doing. So, okay. But as far as this goes, we will extend that same thing to you. I'll make a motion on BOE 200 to classify the property as mixed-use classification, 25%. Commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. Before we vote on it, Noah, did you appeal anything besides classification on that?
No, I did not.
You're not disputing value or anything else? Okay.
Nope.
All right. Then all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Motion passes. All right. Thank you for being available, and you'll get a decision out here in a day or two. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go to BOE 215, Mankato Home Construction. It says, oh, that's Tim Davis. Never mind. Okay, we got the Lisa Chase. She was going to look at whether she could get a broker price opinion for that property down there. She didn't think it was worth that, but the surrounding values seem to say that it was, if I recall correctly.
That's correct.
Okay. All right.